Hello and welcome to Most Clicked, a podcast about digital marketing in HGFE and beyond. This week, I'm joined by Matt Lees, co-founder at Smile, and Kyle Campbell from The Education Marketer. Now, this week, we are lucky enough to talk about Ryan Reynolds. Kyle, I am intrigued to know how on earth we are going to connect Ryan Reynolds with HE Digital Marketing.
Well, his ex-university, this is the funny thing, isn't it, with all these like celebrities, CEOs, that they all tend to leave university, don't they? And then you have the universities reaching out to them, and this has been the case of this one. So Ryan Reynolds attended Kwantlen Polytechnic University, and he's apparently gone back and wrote a guest blog post on their site about his top 12 holiday movies. And it just seems really, really random, to be honest. But because it's Ryan Reynolds, because it's shared in LinkedIn, and we all know how much time and energy he's been putting into that platform over the last, what, say 12 months, 6 months, a blog post that probably would have got 50 views if it was lucky has just gone completely mad, hasn't it? It's got 4,000 engagements. There's people commenting on it. The university suddenly has this huge amount of profile being directed towards it. And I think while the story itself, it's essentially Ryan Reynolds wrote a blog post, yay. I think it's a wider conversation perhaps about how you use those influencers, those CEOs, those people that have gone off and built these networks as part of your marketing and content strategy.
Yeah, that whole thing of borrowed authority and brand. I mean, he just seems to be everywhere, doesn't he, at the minute? Just before we came on, I was saying, I'm sure this is the guy who owns Wrexham Football Club, right? And you said he's got a gin brand and all of these other things going on. It was smart move to kind of borrow authority in that.
Yeah, I mean, totally smart move, because now, lucky him, he's on Most Clicked.
Exactly right, yeah.
Wow, this is the real exposure that guy needs.
As accolades go.
It's funny, isn't it? Like, you look at this, and when I see his content come out on LinkedIn, my first thought is always, okay, that's hilarious, but please leave something for the rest of us. You know, because LinkedIn's supposed to be this platform where, you know, you don't have to be this incredible influencer and you can do all right. It's the one platform where you can do that. And then Ryan Reynolds comes in and steals all the traffic and the engagement.
I think, though, we can all take some solace, though, that the engagement got, like, what, 4,880 something or whatever, which feels really low by social standards. Yeah. Like, I'm sure that if the same post was on Instagram, it'd like get hundreds of thousands of likes. So it actually goes to show that the kind of ceilings on LinkedIn may not be as high as well, at least as I thought. You know, when now I'm thinking, if I get 9 likes, I'm doing all right, actually. You know, it's so seeing that it's kind of only 5,000, I'm kind of like, oh, okay, that's more achievable.
Yeah, and I think with LinkedIn, you see, it's very easy to compare yourself to the established influencers on the platform, and you see a piece of content they've written and you look at it and go, oh, that's okay, it's not amazing, why has it got 400 engagements? But then you see, like, they have 50,000 followers, so you know, it's a bit of give or take, isn't it? When you compare yourself, you kind of need to look at, you know, a competing brand that's in your space, really, don't you? Otherwise it can be a bit disheartening, and it's quite rewarding to see that, you know, that post, it's just a share, isn't it? It's a blog post. It hasn't performed as well as his other stuff that he does, which is like humorous videos about certain topics. So yeah, it's got 4,000 engagements, but it hasn't got like the normal 2 million views that he manages to net on the platform, which seems,
well, I mean,
on a fortnightly basis.
We should probably talk about the blog post itself, though, because the blog post itself kind of feels like a bit of a letdown when you get there. Like, that, you know, you read that and you're like, excellent, I'm going to be in for some funnies here, and then you kind of load the blog post and it's not formatted fantastically. The content doesn't really seem to have the Ryan Reynolds brand plastered all over it, And it kind of leaves me going, did he write this? I mean, I'm sure, you know, as we've said earlier, I'm sure that Ryan is watching this episode. So if you are Ryan, if you know, let us know, like, did you actually write this? That's my only aim in life for the next year, is to get Ryan Reynolds to comment on this video. I'm hoping that the rest of the HE sector can, I'm hoping the rest of the HE sector can help us make that dream come true. Carl, you were saying earlier that they're not the only university to do this sort of thing. I mean, they're very lucky to have Ryan Reynolds. I think he's probably one of the world's most famous men, but other universities do this too. And you were talking about a local university for us, Aston University, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, they've deployed a similar tactic in the past. And some more universities are doing this. So universities are, they've always given out honorary degrees. It's pretty tried and tested method. But now when you give out an honorary degree to someone who's got a huge influencer style network on a platform like LinkedIn, it just escalates the whole occasion. And the one that sticks out for me is the CEO of Gymshark receiving an honorary degree from Aston. As a result of this, he posted a video that I believe his team created during that occasion. And whether it or not it is directly promoting Aston, it's on their graduation day. There's loads of Aston banners in the background. It's probably one of the best examples of marketing that the university's done. Yeah. And I'm not sure if they viewed it that way when the partnership was set up, but you know, if you had a strategy where you gave honorary degrees to people who, yes, had done amazing things, but also had incredible digital networks, yeah, I think that's a winner, especially if you're dropping these things on twice a year basis. You've got the postgraduate ceremonies, haven't you? Then you've got undergraduate ceremonies. I think there's a strategy in that for sure. Network matters.
As a prospective student, business student, looking at Aston and seeing that connection there, that, I mean, that's, you know, yeah, you're gonna be familiar with the brand, and that's just gonna plant seeds in your thinking process, right?
I think it's a winner. I'm amazed more universities don't do it as an active strategy, because the reason I say that is because when I see these things, they're not the common thing. It's not a strategy I see often, and when I do, it always works. So there's no reason why any university couldn't adopt that. Every university will have someone with a huge digital network. You just need to find them. And yeah, I think that's probably a good reason to give them an honorary degree alongside their other achievements. But you want to make sure you get that network effect.
The value.
Honorary degree is one thing. I also think, though, it's a good reason that it's a reminder that universities should create a good student experience and treat their students well, so that students are more willing in that kind of alumnus stage to be giving with their time and their feedback and all that sort of stuff. So, I mean, it kind of feeds into alumni strategies as well, more than anything, which I know the US is very different in its kind of alumni and donation approach. And in the UK, it does feel like it's more about donations of time and things like that. So there's probably some connections there.
100%.
All right. Well, I think that just about wraps it up. Ryan, please do let us know in the comments below, please, mate. I'd appreciate it, actually. Kyle, Matt, I appreciate your time also. So thanks very much. Thank you to all of our subscribers. If you've enjoyed today's conversation, please do consider us dropping a like below, like I expect Ryan to. For now, see you soon.